Blog Talk Radio.
No, no. And yeah. Cruising through the city, that's the way we ride. Come on, baby girl, let's ride. Cruising through the south, that's my favorite side. Come on, baby girl, let's ride. Let's ride. Cause it's such a lovely day. No haters in my way. Just rolling with my babe. Cause it's such a lovely
day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. And once again, we are here with the dopest independent artists in the world. Tonight we have a special guest, R&B singer Tanya Nolan, with the new video Love Ya featuring Kirko Baines. Hey Tanya, how are you doing?
I'm great, feeling wonderful. How about you?
Amazing, having a good night. I really love the video, A Breath of Fresh Air, and I'm dying to talk to you about it. I really wanted to know, like, first give the listener a little bit of background about, like, where you're from, you know, how long you've been in the game, you know, with the beautiful vocals and how you rose to this point that you're at right now. So if I could ask, how long have you been doing it?
Oh, about over 20 years.
Wow.
I started at the age of 15, so about a little bit over 20 years.
Wow. And so what encouraged you to start singing and making music?
Well, what encouraged me to get back at it, basically, you know, I always loved music. I took a break for a minute. And what I mean for a minute, I took a break for like maybe 8 years.
About 8 years, right?
Eight to nine years. Had to take a mental break. Got back at it. It just happened, and I just knew that I was ready. I didn't want to force it. So once I made up my mind, I just got back in the studio. Have an amazing producer. His name is Bruce Bang. He's like truly a legend. Got back with him, and he's more than a producer. He's also a teacher. Got back in it. He made it so much easier, so much comfortable, so professional. And so just been putting out music ever since, as far as since I've gotten with him, more so. Like every other week we have a new track. At one point, it was like every week for like 2 months. A new track.
Wow.
Like, which track?
So more music.
Yeah, more music.
So this is just a taste of what we have to show people. I've been following you. I actually went back and I caught some of your earlier songs. You know, like it's all about you and all in time.
That's still out there.
The throwbacks, right?
Right, those are some serious songs. Those are some throwbacks. Some good tunes with some throwbacks. But the tunes that we've been doing lately, I like them, you know, they're just as good, if not better.
So my question was, you know, you had some very strong vocals even back then, like you were doing your thing. As far as style-wise, has anything shifted or altered from those songs that you recorded back then, you know, fast forward to the songs that you're doing now?
Well, the songs that I did back then, I wasn't promoting it. It was pretty much, I was just, I won't say just doing something, but I definitely didn't put anything behind promotion. I was just loving what I was doing, like as I am now, but I didn't. It was more so for my listening ear. and you know, most friends like, hey, see, you're going to put some out on the internet, blah, 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 blah. That's why those songs are pretty much out there, but I didn't take it serious the way that I'm taking it now.
Right. Amazing. I mean, the journey, like the story that I'm hearing right now is really amazing. You know, you were just basically just doing it for the love of it. And I guess like all of us, life kind of got in the way of it, or, you know, you had to refocus and get your stuff in order and then come back to actually doing what you really love. And it's really showing on the new song. Actually, it's called Love You.
All what you said, all what you just said is on point. That's exactly how that went. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, we all go through it, and now you're on top of your game, like real talk with the new track, and I'm dying to hear what else you got. How did this record right here happen?
Like I said, I was in a studio. This is Bruce Bang's track. You know, you send me tracks. You know, I have different producers. You know, send me tracks, whatever. But you know, I was at, you know, at home. I knew that I was scheduled to have a studio session, so I went through some beats without even looking at the names of who produced it. And basically, I just wrote to it, got to the studio the next day, wrote to it that Friday, got to the studio that next day, and laid it. Did it go that way with that one? You know what? No, it did not go that way with Love You. Love You did not happen that way because we have Kirk O'Bangs on that track. It's a long story with Love You, but pretty much to give you the short version of how it happened, I was due to have a feature with another celebrity. It didn't happen the way we wanted it to happen. He has some real serious personal issues. Bruce reached out to Kirko. Kirko was like, you know, he heard the beat. He came and laid it. We did the video the same day. That's how that happened. So it was originally for another major celebrity. I'm not gonna say his name. He's out there heavy.
Right. I'm not gonna ask because I'm like, that's a major tea you spilling right now.
Yeah. And that's what Love You. I got the song mixed up with another song that is not Love You, it's Love You. And so that's how that happened. So Bruce made that happen with Kirk O'Bang. Seriously.
Wow. So Bruce Bang is the man putting stuff together in the same day.
He is, like, for real.
In the same day. I don't believe that because the video is amazing.
Well, yeah,
this happened in one day.
The video was scheduled for the other guy. But Kirko is so professional. It's like, you know, the guy wasn't there. So we had a few days to get some things together. The video was already scheduled. Kirko came, laid his part, you know, wrote his part the same day. And we shot the video the same day. And the majority of the video was shot actually.
Okay. On top of the Cadillac.
I mixed video.
On top of the Cadillac truck with the champagne bottle pouring it.
Right. That was in front of the studio, actually, also. So, yeah, it was lots of fun. Lots of fun. And have an amazing, amazing team as far as my stylist, my makeup artist, my team, Kimberly Crawford, Chase Davies. I can just these are my peeps. Of course, Bruce Bang. Rich Andrews, Veronica Ba, Rhea Ba, just an awesome, awesome team. Even CMC Rich Kid. And he's coming out next. I have a feature with him as well. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So big things are happening for Tanya Nolan. It's been 8 years in the making, and you are here and doing huge things. I want to go ahead and rock out to this Love You track, and then come right back and talk more about the concept behind the writing. Can you go ahead and introduce that song for me?
Sure. Tanya Nolan featuring Kirk O'Bain. Love ya!
Love ya. Let's go.
You give me all of my time.
I need this on my playlist, like, now.
I agree. You should put that on your playlist, like, now.
I will.
I'll with you on that.
So, okay. So, first off, just to piggyback off of that, is this out on Spotify to download and to add it to the playlist? Or where's it going to be at so that we can go ahead and get this?
It is. It's on Spotify right now. It's been it's been out since the 28th, but it didn't make it to Spotify on the 28th. Yeah, it made it on the 28th. So right now we have, I believe I have over 1,000 listeners, and the numbers are constantly rising. It's only been a few days. You can also purchase it on iTunes, Apple Music, and Amazon Music. Any digital platform that's out right now, it's available.
So everybody did that thing. Shout out to Bruce Bang, Kirko, and the songwriting is the focal point. What was your mind frame when you were actually writing it, and what's the concept behind Love You?
basically, you know, people, you know, when you're in a relationship, you go through things. They have your ups and your downs. You get into it. You know, you like that person sometimes.
That's for
sure. Some days you don't. And so it's like going through the midst of it, you still love the individual. And pretty much that's what that song is about. I just felt that anybody that's in a relationship can relate eventually. So that's what that's about. It's like it may sound like it's a little bipolar. You know, just because of the mood swings of it, how it transitions from the verses. But that's how I wanted it to be, because that's how it is in relationships. You have your emotions. It's all about emotions. And so the song is very emotional.
It is. Like, okay, so my favorite part of the song is the slowdown point, like the transition between the verse and the hook, where it kind of the beat drops and you're like, oh, is that over? Then it comes back on with your vocals going crazy. I still love you. Like that,
that's all about the engineering and the producer, and that's Bruce. He did that. I was just going
Bruce,
with the flow.
Bruce.
He did that, right?
Man,
so, man,
he did that.
It's one of my favorite songs. I mean, I can listen to it on repeat, but I believe that a lot of people who listen to it is going to be able to relate to the concept of it. And plus, it's fun and it's real.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, man, got to make sure not only to add it to the playlist, but go and check the video out, because video ties it together so sweet. And you'll get to see Tanya on top of this car going crazy, going ham up there. What was that shoot like on top of that car?
I was acting, I was having fun too, but I ended up busting my ass for real. I forgot to give a shout out to DJ Big Malcolm Galladay, DJ Big Mac, DJ RS. As my guy Malcolm was and Dang Films, there he's the guy that actually shot the video. He did the visual. But Malcolm was doing a lot of behind the scenes, so he actually caught that. I mean, I bust my ass for real. unforgettable moments. I didn't drop the bottle, amazingly. That didn't happen.
You had the bottle up dropped. When you fell.
It didn't break. Exactly. So everybody had a good laugh that day. But yeah, it was fun. It was lots of fun.
That's amazing. It looked fun. So you got Love Ya, you have more tracks. Will this eventually be a part of a larger project that we should look for in the future?
Yes. I'm planning on dropping a single every 45 days. Fingers crossed. Some of the singles that's coming out next is the song with OCB Fastlane. Song with CMC Rich Kid called Come Harder. Have a song called No Pressure, which is amazing. No Pressure is showing a lot of my vocal skills. We have lots of songs that's coming out. Like I said, we're going to try and do it every 45 days to keep my fans and the audience happy, because my inbox is full with what's next, pretty much.
We want to know.
Yeah,
you have
it's
a title, a working title.
It's gonna be a self title. It's Tanya Nolan. It's Tanya with an A. Tanya Nolan. And they can also find more information at www.tanyanolan.net.
There you go. You know what? I really appreciate you coming on the Dopeness Interview Series, speaking with us, telling your story, 8 years in the making. But more, you know, grinding. And now you are back with very, very polished product for us to consume. So I really appreciate you. Hats off. And salute to Tanya.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. It means a lot.
All right. There you have it. nothing but dope music. Tanya Nolan, Love Ya, featuring Kurt Cobain, is out there right now. Add it to your Spotify playlist. It's all across the internet. The YouTube video is out there right now. All you have to do is search Tanya with an A, Nolan, Love Ya. If you are listening right now, you have all of the links necessary. Also, follow great music. Follow her on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And, of course, go to her website, TanyaNolan.net. And if you haven't already followed us on USA Blog Network, make sure you do so now at USA Blog Network everywhere. All right, man. It's another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We'll be out of here, man. Peace. Woo!
Flip on me, then I'ma flip on you.